Mad Radio into the 7 o'clock hour. The Houston Rockets are one game away from the NBA Finals. They beat the Warriors by 4 points last night in game number 5 of the Western Conference Finals. But Chris Paul left the game with about a minute and change, actually about 50 seconds to go in the game, when he pulled up lame after a failed floater when he was in the lane trying to get off kind of a desperation shot. We're not sure exactly what his status is. We'll let you know as soon as we find out anything this morning. As of last night, the latest that we've got basically is from Mark Spears of ESPN, who Chris Paul told him, quote, "I'll be all right." When he was asked specifically about Game 6 on Saturday, Chris Paul said, "Oh, yeah. Here's my major take right now. I think winning Game 6, even if the Rockets were fully healthy and playing decent basketball, I think winning Game 6 in Oakland is a brutal endeavor. Even the way this series has gone, even the way the series has taken a turn clearly in the Rockets' direction, I would leave Chris Paul here, and I would basically get him ready for Game 7. That is my initial gut instinct based on this player and what he was able to do in a kind of similar situation in Game 7 against the Spurs. Granted, in the first round 3 years ago.
But when he gutted it out with a hamstring injury, had a big shot at the end of the game. Like, that was that he's proven exactly what he's capable of doing and work his way through that. I'm fascinated, and I don't want this to derail the entire show this morning because I'd love to enjoy this, but I'm fascinated by the people that are more concerned about the James Harden legacy conversation than the actual championship conversation. And the only thing I can guess is that most of those people aren't actually Rockets fans.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's where I'm just like, I want to be sure about this. Because I don't want to ignore the concerns of Rockets fans. If you're concerned about how James Harden's going to play in Game 6 and Game 7, I think that's fair. And I think Mike and I both agree that James Harden's performance last night was better than what the most negative people would want to say about it, just because a lot of it was his shot was cold. He was putting out defensively. Yep. He turned the ball over too many times. It was not a game that all of a sudden makes, like, changes the narrative about his playoffs. I don't get that. Like, I don't understand that. There's people that want to somehow point out, like, hey, he still hasn't been all that great in the playoffs in general. Like, all right, good. Like, did we bring that up? Is that even a point? The only thing I care about is that these last two games, they've been able to win with James Harden playing a subpar game.
I have a question. As far as both teams go, who's playing like an MVP right now? Who right now?
Right, yeah. Which
teams?
Are like, do you want to call up and complain? Is Kevin Durant playing like an MVP? I mean, my God!
Now Kevin Durant was sensational through three games of this series.
But in these two losses, where he's been 9 of 24 and 8 of 22,
yes, not great.
No,
is Steph Curry playing like an MVP? Well, not quite. If you go quarter by quarter, Steph Curry has kind of disappeared in the last two fourth quarters. Yeah. That's winning time.
And again, so what it comes back to is this series right now it's a slog. It's a slog where you've got the two best offenses.
Which is what you want to be.
You want it to be. Like, these things, and this is what I think some people just don't want to flat out acknowledge, and maybe it's because they can't see it because it's kind of ingrained in them that the Rockets aren't a mentally tough team or something. Like, the Rockets are winning the mental toughness game at
no
this
question.
Point. The Rockets won Game 4 with an all-out 48-minute effort where they were playing vicious defense in the fourth quarter, and you were left wondering, can they duplicate that effort in Game 5, just 48 hours later, or will Golden State come back and with all their power and all their skill and all their tenacity, will they have that rebound game with their backs against the wall? And the Rockets went out and they put out for 48 minutes again, including James Harden. So does that one game, is anybody, like, are you calling us or tweeting us acting like we're sitting up here saying, like, well, there you go, James Harden proved it. All the narratives about James Harden in the playoffs are wrong. No, nobody's saying that. What we're saying is that you're up 3-2 on the Warriors. You're up 3-2 on the Warriors. People grudgingly picked the Warriors in 6 in this series. And that was almost only because they, like, wanted to have a good series or whatnot. Now the Rockets have won 2 hard-fought defensive battles 2 games in a row. And what people don't want to admit is that this is a very mentally tough team. They don't know how to grasp whether James Harden is mentally tough or this whole Rockets team is tough or anything like that. They've won the mental toughness game these last 2 games. And Mike D'Antoni has outcoached Steve Kerr.
Yes, he has. Yes. I mean, the Rockets have certainly earned a lot of respect around the league around the country for the way they've played in this postseason.
So look, if you want to talk about James Harden's legacy, we've got 6 months to do that at the end of the NBA playoffs, and we'll do that just fine.
Well, we've got another guy who wants to weigh in, 713-572-4610, Biscuit on Mad Radio. Biscuit, good morning, go ahead.
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas. Hey, man, I called in the other day to defend James Harden. But, Seth, I know as a player you want to back him up and everything, but, man, I don't know what's dealing with Harden, man. It seems like he has, like, a quirky person. I think what the problem is with most people, you talked about Durant and Curry and missing shots and stuff, but it looks like they want it. Harden, his face or expression, his body language, it looked like he's tuned out.
Yeah.
You see Paul trying to pump him up,
right.
Pump him up, and Harden is just like standing there.
Yeah. So no, and no, Biscuit.
Does he really want it?
Can you be quiet so I can agree with you for a moment? I agree with you on that. Like, and that's true. Don't cut him off. Why do you hang up on people when I just want to have a conversation with them?
I want clean air. That's
oh,
why.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Because
the connection sucks.
On.
Okay. this is what I'm going to say, Biscuit, is... This is where I think people have a little bit of a disconnect here. Let me try to say it to you clearly. I don't care. Like, I'm not sitting here arguing about whether James Harden should be MVP. Like, maybe, look, if James Harden is the third best player on a championship roster, do you know what? I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. Do you understand? We're not arguing about whether James Harden is leading this team to victory. We're talking about the Houston Rockets. Like, is that, are people so wrapped up in the star power these days that it's only about individuals on teams and whether they have great performances or not? Like, Biscuit, do you want the Rockets to win a championship?
Yes.
Okay. Is it okay with you if the Rockets win a championship and James Harden has like the fifth best performance on the team in the finals of the championships?
Yeah, I mean, a win's a win.
Yes.
You know? So I'm with you on that.
Why is nobody calling up and asking about Ryan Anderson's contract? Like, okay, James Harden has been a part of a team that's leading the Warriors 3-2 right now, and some people are upset because he's not playing like an MVP. Okay, fine. Where is your disdain for Ryan Anderson, who's not playing at all?
But don't you think it's because the job isn't done right now, and you sense that the Warriors right now are very confident heading into Game 7, and in Game 7, you need your best player to step up and be big, and people just don't trust James Harden right now.
I think that's a huge component. Can you
then say that. Say that. Tell me that. Like, honestly, I'm getting all these arguments about why he's not MVP. Tell me that you're worried about James Harden and what he's going to do in Game 6 and Game 7.
I'm just telling you, I was watching yesterday, and I was with you guys. I like the effort that was there from James Harden, but in the fourth quarter with like 6 minutes left, they zoomed in on Harden while he was at the free throw line. He looked different. He looked scared as hell. I don't know if it's just something that happens to him in these situations. You saw Chris Paul having to shake him. He looked scared as hell with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
I disagree with that entirely. I don't know what this guy could be possibly scared of. Who takes more criticism than James Harden? He takes more criticism than any athlete in this city.
I don't think he's scared of criticism. A lot of times moment gets big and you get nervous. James Harden doesn't give a damn what anybody on the phone is saying right now. But for some reason, when the moment is the biggest, James Harden does not play his best basketball. We agree on that.
But here's what I don't understand. In the fourth quarter, the guy drove to the rim consistently. He got to the line a couple times. He made his free throws. You would figure if a guy chokes or is nervous, where that would reveal itself most in a basketball game is at the free throw line. He made all of his free throws the entire night. He had 9 free throw attempts. He made all 9. The big Eric Gordon shot, James Harden created that shot by driving to the paint. I'm not saying he played well, but when you look at the fourth quarter in a game where he did not play well, I thought his best quarter was the fourth quarter. Am I crazy?
No, part of it too, and this is where people just aesthetically are never going to like it. And it's fair and it's valid. And again, like I can't stress to you enough, if you're tuning in and listening, please find for me the audio where I've said that James Harden has played magnificently this series or in these playoffs.
He has not.
No. And like, it's just, I cannot impart to you enough how little I care about that as long as the team is playing the way they are. I think this is what happens, though, is that one thing I'll give him credit for is that James Harden is playing against a team that has done a good job of defending him without fouling him. In the past, that would kind of send James Harden into a bunker. I think he's continued to play through that, and he's continued to drive. He's continued to take his shots, and he hasn't gone into a shell. But his shot is off. He's off his rhythm. He's 0 for 18 from the three-point line at this point. If he doesn't show up in Game 6 or Game 7, then, and they lose, obviously, we're going to do that. I guess part of it, maybe I'm a fraud. Like, am I supposed to be like a scientist here or something and dissect everything coldly and casually? I just want to enjoy this win. I just want to enjoy this win. They're up 3-2 against a team that looks like they're on their heels. Chris Paul is a huge concern, and now people are rightly concerned, and it's justified to wonder, okay, James Harden hasn't looked like a guy that can carry this team on his shoulders
during this series, and now with potentially Chris Paul out, what's going to happen with that?
And no player in NBA history has ever had to carry their entire team on their shoulders and win an NBA championship. Kobe Bryant's last championship, 2009, he was 6 of 24 in Game 7, and they still won the championship. So this notion that James Harden can't have bad games is outlandish, but it is discouraging. Just when you look at the situation the Rockets have in front of them and the fact that Chris Paul is hurt, how are you confident we're going to see MVP James Harden one of the next two games?
I think this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this. You know what I'm going to see? I'm going to see if he takes 11 three-point shots, he'll make at least three of them. Okay? I'm assuming that he's not. All of a sudden, James Harden hasn't turned into a guy that's going to go, let's see, he's 0 for 20 right now since the second quarter of game four. I'm going to go out on a limb here and predict that Harden will not go 0 for his next 20 three-pointers.
Does James Harden miss Andre Iguodala?
What's it? Yeah, and that's defense. True. Iguodala was like the James Harden whisperer. Boy, he turned James Harden into a better player.
This is such an interesting morning. It was such a big win.
And I'm so happy. I was so happy an hour and 11 minutes ago.
No, I mean, I'm in a weird mental state right now because this feels like one of those like weird, ironic short stories I read in like middle school where it's like, it's like irony. It's like you won a huge game against this team that everybody said was a Goliath, but, you know, Chris Paul left the game, a guy who has a history of like almost and injuries to not only him but other players on his teams as being one of the major reasons why he has not had a lot of team playoff success. Then he goes down with 51 seconds to go in game five with his team on the precipice of winning a huge game at home. It's like it's a weird place to be.
It's Deshaun Watson. If like the loose analogy would be, you win the World Series, and then all of a sudden, however many hours later, you find out that Deshaun Watson tore his ACL. I see the look on your face where you're trying to think of all the multiple ways. It's not an exact comparison.
I'll let it roll.
Like, you know that when you compared A to B there, I wanted to point this out, that A is not B. All right, yeah, great. It's that bittersweet feeling. That was really awesome, but man, now I'm worried about something immediately.
Yes, what? All right, let's go 713-572-4610. Titans John on Mad Radio. John, good morning. Go ahead. John apparently missing.
I think John took mercy on him and knows that I'm being beaten down emotionally by people that don't just want to enjoy the moment.
Well, we've got Khan who wants to defend James Harden. Khan, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to say that was a great game last night, and I don't know why people are calling and complaining about this game. It was amazing. Harden was aggressive. He got to the free throw line. He scored when it mattered. He set up Eric Gordon, like you said. I wouldn't change anything. Keep doing what he's doing, and he's going to hit those shots down next time.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is the big thing. James Harden did not play well. He had 6 turnovers, which to me was the most unacceptable part of his performance. And moving forward in this series, especially with Chris Paul, however close to, you know, 80, 90, 100%, whatever it might be, 70%, 65%, James Harden's going to have to play like the MVP for this team to actually get this done and to hammer home this series, no question. But one thing I do tangibly like game 6, you kind of felt in against San Antonio like there was a checking out factor, like he was not as engaged in the game. I did not feel that at any point during the game last night. That's my honest takeaway.
I think there's two things you need to know about James Harden right this moment. We can discuss MVP and legacy and all that stuff after this series or hopefully the next series is over. But I think the two things that matter for over the next two games is that I don't think there's a single guy in that locker room that thinks James Harden's going to go 0 for his next 23 pointers. And two, it's that in this series, which is being decided by defense, their alpha dog is playing defense in the fourth quarter. And James Harden actually putting out defensively, actually getting steals and clutch moments, actually doing all those things, that sets a tone. And he is still like he's still their alpha dog. So that's all that matters for right now. We can if he plays the exact same way through the next two games and the Rockets lose the series, then hell yeah, we'll be talking about the narrative. Or you know, we might not talk about the Rockets at all for like another 5 months. But for right now, this moment, I almost enjoy the ugliness of it all. Like, I almost enjoy that they're figuring out a way to do it without the best pure performances out of James Harden.
We can continue with your phone calls. Would you leave Chris Paul behind for game 6 based on his hamstring injury with 51 seconds to go? We'll do a quick version of Keeping It Real Fridays, the final edition, with our good friend Landry Inn, who's moving to middays coming up on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Mad Radio on a victorious, although it may not sound like it,